Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival, and this year Fred is media partner of the Venice Day section, and we're very pleased to have director Gudmundur Arnar Gudmundsson, director of Heartstone, that is in competition in Venice Days. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, let's start off this interview by telling our listeners a little bit about the story. Could you maybe tell us a little bit about it?
It's a story about two young boys growing up in a small fishing village in Iceland and centers around their friendship and discoveries, you know, when they're, you know, yeah, basically becoming adults.
Yeah, and let's start off with these central characters of the story. They're quite young, but the film doesn't feel to me like it's necessarily the usual film that we see about young people, at least in the commercial sense. So what was your reason for making a film like this about young people?
For me, my adolescence was very... It influenced me a lot. I went through a lot of things in a very short period of time, and I think most of us do. You know, most of us have a, you know, this crazy adolescent, you know, year or months where you're actually, you know, experiencing things for the first time as a grown-up in a way. And I remember being at that age, knowing, you know, the grown-ups and people around us didn't know, have a clue on how our world was. And I've always just been interested in that, and that's how I've done my short films. So for some reason, these are the stories that come to me.
Do you think that people actually lose their perspective as they grow older?
I think so, yeah. Because I just through the writing of the film, my perspective kind of came back to me, and I kind of felt like, okay, I'm becoming myself as a teenager again, and remembering how I was, and I, you know, some things I could actually learn from myself as a teenager, and some things I could see, yeah, okay, I was pretty young and unexperienced with all this. I mean, basically crazy young and unexperienced when I think about it.
Yeah, it's a very intense, kind of confusing moment in anyone's life.
Yeah.
And you are actually, your actors are as young as the characters, obviously, that are playing in the film, whose stories are told on the screen. How do you kind of work with that? And also, were they professionally trained?
All of them are first-time acting. So we had a very big, like a long casting period and very long rehearsal period, basically to get to know those kids and see if they could handle it and you know, if they could become friends and you know, yeah, there's so many, like shooting a film is so demanding for actors, especially you know, when you're almost in every scene. So we wanted to make sure that they would not kind of break down or want to quit you know, during production. So we spent almost a year training them.
Some of the scenes are quite difficult, actually. Was there ever a moment when, like, it was too much for them to take, and how did you deal with those moments?
Yeah, there were moments where they, you know, where the main character, Baldur, where I felt, okay, am I pushing him to a breaking point or not? But I would always, they kind of, we had an agreement. They could always tell me, you know, when they needed a break, basically. So then they would get 10-minute break or 15-minute break, you know, and we kept them very protective. We shoved them into a room, you know, and told them, you know, you have to stay here while we're setting up lights, you know, so they, because they just wanted to run around and, you know, and we wanted to save their energy. So, so I think they slowly became very professional during the shooting themselves. So, and they kind of knew their limits and got good support from their parents.
I'm presuming that the choice to cast kind of first-time actors in your film also highlights a choice of going for a realistic sort of approach for this film. Did you want to achieve that? And also in any other ways, too, aside from the casting?
No, it's, you know, in Iceland we don't have professional young actors. Yeah. So I wasn't even sure if we could find them, you know, actors in Iceland. So, you know... But I definitely wanted realistic acting And it often is with young actors, when they haven't had too much training in theater, it's good, you know, because you sometimes if they have been too much in theater, you really have to spend a lot of time taking away the big acting from them.
Yeah.
But I have worked with professional actors in my short films, and that was very nice as well. So it was more about that, you know, that these kids fitted the roles.
Yeah, absolutely. What about cinematography? Was there always a visual style in your head?
No, my visual style was very different in the beginning. And Sturla, the cinematographer, he influenced that a lot. He kind of challenged me a bit, you know. And when I realized, basically very short before the shooting, that I was kind of afraid to go this direction, which he was kind of pushing for.
Mm.
And when I realized that was more fear than a choice, then I decided, okay, let's go into this direction. And it was so much fun. I loved the way we shot the film.
Yeah, there's a lot of intensity. Let's just explain it for our listeners. There's a lot of handheld camera, and the editing as well kind of affects the pacing of the film. That sort of welcomes improvisation a little bit. Was there any improvisation in the film?
There was improvisation of movement from the actors. Oh. You know, their lines were pretty set. Yes, so they didn't go away from them, but they were free to move. And it was kind of like a dance collaboration between Sturla and the actors. And me, they would maybe give us the first, you know, choice of how they wanted to move in the scene, and if we liked it, we took that. If not, we would suggest, oh, try that. You know, maybe you should stand up and, you know, move a little bit. Don't just sit there.
Ah, that's great. That's great.
But a lot of, you know, and then of course it was really demanding for Sturla, because he had to basically follow them, and they had, you know, they were allowed to follow their impulse on movements.
And movements, and also like in the friendship that develops into something more. We won't say too much.
I mean, movements. Then I'm talking about everything. You know, picking up a glass and teasing the other one with it, and you know, doing that kind of stuff.
Very natural sort of movements that they would do in the real life as well.
Yeah.
This is your first feature film. What was the transition like from short films to first features?
It was basically just so much more work than I expected. You know, I expected a lot of work, and I expected, it was just so much more work in every stage, you know, in the preparation, in the post-production. It's crazy.
You don't expect it almost. You think, I'm going to be able to do it.
Yeah, you think, this will take 1 week to prepare, and then it takes a month. You know, everything is like that. So you stop, you don't stop preparing for time, but you just accept that everything takes an undefined limit of time.
I understand. I can kind of understand that from my personal experience. But also, I can understand, just to give an idea to our listeners, like, when did you get the idea? And between the time that you got the idea and that you finished the film, and now it's screening in Venice, how long did it take?
That took a long time, because I wrote this first draft of the script in 2005, so 9 years ago.
Yeah.
No, 11 years ago. Yeah.
11 years ago.
Yeah, that was the first draft when I, you know, 2005-06, I wrote the first draft, and then I really liked that script myself, and I just wanted to go and direct it, but then no one wanted to finance it, and you know, some people were interested in buying the script, but no one was interested in me directing it. So that's when I realized, I need to, you know, do some short films and kind of train myself before I do this. And then I reopened the script. And so it's been a long process. Kind of my short films have been a part of the process of doing this one.
You know, a filmmaker like David Cronenberg would call that script the script that never dies. Just a final question. I know that this is kind of a delicate film, dealing with delicate things, but I would see this film as also being fit for a young audience. Do you see this as a film that can be seen as a young shown to a young audience as well?
I hope so. I really hope so, because that was my plan. I really wanted young audience to see this film. and feel, you know, yeah, this just approach of reality in their surrounding. And I really didn't, you know, it's not supposed to be for grown-ups. Oh, you know, it's supposed to be for, you know, youngs and grown-up. I mean, mainly, I think I because I'm a grown-up, so my choices become, you know, in that direction. But it was important for me to have a lot of lightness and fun in it, and hopefully, you know, young audience will also enjoy it.
And hopefully get a more honest, kind of genuine representation of the way that young people behave. You know, I haven't forgotten what it was like, but, you know, but cinema sometimes does tend to forget.
Yeah, and I think those kids in the film, they really helped me keep it in that way, because they were like, no, I wouldn't do that sometimes, you know. And I was like, yeah, okay, why, what would you do? And they're like, we, you know, and then they would also guide us in that phase. Yeah.
Well, as a first feature, it's definitely great, definitely worth checking out, and we'd be looking forward to seeing your future projects as well in the next while. But for now, I thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.